Good morning. I'm supposed to be up here already. That's why I'm getting a bad look from this guy down here. Let's pray. How's everybody today? Tell you what I want to talk to you about today, and I want to go ahead and kind of set the moment, and that is taking advantage of the gift of today. You know, God has allowed us to come together. God has allowed us to be in this place. God has gifted us with a day. And so I want to encourage you. You know, we're going to go into worship. We're going to do a couple different things today before we get out of here. But I want to encourage you to settle your heart right now. You know, that no matter what you came in thinking about, no matter how big the fight was you got in on the way here, no matter how bad the kids were acting, no matter how bad the bills are, no matter what's going on in your life, take a deep breath and be here. Just be in this place for the next hour and 10 minutes. Amen? So let's pray. And you pray your own prayer and just ask God to help you settle your heart today. Father, thank you. Thank you for letting us be here. Thank you for the gift, God, of today, the potential of today. Thank you, God, that you knew we were coming here before we knew, and that you've prepared moments for us already, God. And you know, some of us desperately need to connect with you today. Some of us need to hear from you. Some of us need to just settle our hearts and just be reminded of your grace. Be reminded of your hope. Be reminded of your love. Be reminded, God, that there's still a future regardless of the past. That no matter what, things can get better and will get better through you, God. And so I pray for every one of my friends right now, that we'll be in this place and we'll recognize you, God, as being with us. So open our minds, open our hearts, calm our soul, calm our spirit, God. And let us truly celebrate the one who gives life and gives it abundantly today. Receive our prayer today in Jesus' name. And each of us would say, amen. Amen. Be seated, please. I want to talk to you for a few moments today about church and just kind of the power and the potential that comes in a moment, in a day, in a service, in a time when we come together. And I want to just kind of mention a part of a scripture to you, and I want that to be the theme for the next few moments. The scripture in Psalm says this: be still and know that I am God. Amen? Let's give him a hand clap of praise. It sounded like you wanted to. You know, being still is a hard thing in life, isn't it? I mean, in life, it's pretty much a rat race. You know, life is, you know, the lead dog, the fastest, the strongest, the hardest, you know, and it's really hard, one, to let God have control, but secondly, to come in here and deflate from it all. It's kind of difficult to come in here and not let your mind stay out there, is it not? Say hello, amen. I mean, it, we come in here sometimes and we're more aware of what we're going to deal with when we leave than being aware of the potential of what we need while we're in here together. Today, Genesis, just looked this up this week for this morning. Today, Genesis is 44 weeks old. And, you know, that's incredible to know what God has allowed us to do and all, but I really want to talk about the 45 weeks before that. Because I was thinking at Genesis being 44 weeks, exactly the 45 weeks prior, my wife and I and my family didn't have a church. And we drifted around, and I know exactly how many churches I went to, and I know how many I went back to twice. Over 45 weeks, we went to 8 different churches, and we went to church 10 times. And it's not that we kind of spread it out to where you say, well, that's not bad, once a month, once every 3 weeks. That's not how it went at all. It actually went for about 3 months that I never got up to go anywhere. And when I did go, it was normally more from the prompting of my wife than anything. Kind of riding down the road, we need to go to church conversations. And, you know, when we went to church, we walked in and Sean and I in particular, but also including my kids, we needed church to be real. We needed to connect with what this teaches. You understand? I mean, we walked in and, I mean, we've been beat up. Some of it with my own hammer, but we've been beat up, you know? And we would say, hey, let's go to this church. We'd go to that church. But when we walked in, it was like we were on, like, life support. And we needed somebody to give us a boost. I mean, we needed this to be something more than what time does church start? And get there, and then when it ends, you leave and go eat. Do you understand? I mean, we needed these connections. We needed this. What I'm trying to tell you is we needed to connect with people again. And we needed to connect with the God that hung out with those people. And it wasn't that we were void of that, because we probably prayed and got closer to God personally, you know, in ways that we probably hadn't in a while. So the private part of it was rocking. But you still needed somebody to validate God and kind of just say, hey, God loves you, and, you know, a hug, a handshake, a high five or something, right? There were ways that God found to connect with us, but what I'm trying to tell you is we walked in needing something more than a building. We needed flesh and blood that really believed what they were talking about. We needed somebody that really believed in what this teaches to represent it. And the short version is, I don't think we found it, but at a couple places. I can remember one church we went back to twice, and the reason communion is here every service now, if you need it, was because of a moment that happened in my life. You know, I mean, I've always done communion, taught communion, we've shared communion, but we went to a church that was actually meeting in a theater in the area, Renaissance Church. They were meeting in the Regal, and it was our first time there, and a couple people from here, friends of ours, went with us as well. And the pastor just kind of says, hey, we're going to do communion today. And he says, I'm not going to teach, not going to do anything. We're just going to pass it out, you know. And I, you know, being from a pastor's perspective, I'm thinking, well, I'm going to see how this all goes down. And they just passed it out. And then just kind of said, hey, take, you know, eat, take and drink, it represents Christ. And man, it rocked my world. Because it was like Christ came right into that little Regal cinema and said, hey, I love you, man, you know? And I needed that. I needed those moments to be more than once every 45 weeks. And what I'm going to try to say to you today is, when we get to come into this room, I want to encourage you, don't enter a school building. I mean, who wants to go to church in a school building? But who wants to go find God wherever he's at? And don't let this become, we start at 10, so we get there about 10 after. Hello? And when it's over, we rush out. We don't need that, you know? You don't need that. I'll tell you what we need. We need a place where love is a verb. Where love is action, and we really act out what we talk about. Say amen. We need a place where, just like the Bible said, where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. We need a place when other sinners come in, that grace is greater than their sin. Amen. We need a place where, because of the hope that lives in you, it oozes out on other people, and they get a little hope too. And they leave and say, you know what, I think I can make it. You know, I think, why? I don't know, there's just something happened, you know, today. And really, you see, it's the God that wants to use you and wants to speak through you and hug through you and handshake through you and sing through you Because there's going to be people that come in here that maybe they've not been in 45 weeks. Maybe they've never, ever, ever connected to our God. And they're going to walk in and they're going to need desperately what you know. And they don't need a church service. They don't need a performance. They don't need, you know, any kind of dog and pony shows. They need people that sincerely believe what we gather for every Sunday. And they need to see it in our eyes. They need to see it on our faces. They need to hear it in our voices. They need to see it just, we're here. You know, just think about it. Why are you here? It's a pretty profound thing, I think, that you're even here. And it's got to be bigger than we've all just decided to do this. It's because we believe there's a God who so loves humanity that he does offer second chances, and that he does love us through all of our failures, and he still has a plan for our life no matter the mistakes we've made. And there's going to be people that come in this place that I want them to know that, don't you? And so I want to take the next few moments and I want you to steel your heart, because, you know, you don't know what you're facing when you leave this room today. Last week, and this is not a, oh my gosh, Bob, I hope you're okay, but last week while we were here, we got home and it was, what, the second of January, I think, and we did a New Year's dinner for our parents and our family and all. Life was good, and Sean was going to bed later that night. About 9:30, she went to take one of her rings off and found out that someone had broken our house while we were here last Sunday. And they actually went straight to her room and stole about 40 rings and, you know, thousands of dollars, you know, anniversary stuff and all. And so 9:30 last Sunday night, you know, I'm ready to go kill somebody. And you need enough grace in that moment to not see whoever it is you need to see at that moment. And so we had the police out, we had forensics, fingerprints, we've been dealing with detectives all week. And I asked the forensics lady, I said, so you're telling me if you get a name and a phone number that you will call me with an address of this person, is that right? And she just kind of laughed and she said, Mr. Groves, we're probably not going to do that for you. We had no idea while we were here what we were going to see when we left. And it's okay. I mean, it is what it is. And what I'm trying to tell you is this is a gift today. Don't come in here in due time, man. Nobody needs that. If you're desperate when you come in here, be desperate. But don't leave here desperate. If you've come in here and you've sinned like nobody's business, don't leave a sinner, man. If you've come in and you've just destroyed some things that really matter to you in your life, don't leave with them destroyed. When we come together, man, seize the moment. Let all the bills slide out of your heart and your mind and all the stuff and be here. And so for the next couple moments, that's what I want us to do. I want us to watch a video that it's all about being here. And I'm praying that Genesis is going to be a place that God allows us to craft elements, not just a message in a song, but elements that speaks to people's lives. So every Sunday we leave here, something of eternal value has happened in each of our lives. Whether it's been grace has been given, love has been given, forgiveness, but something. I don't want anybody to come to church just to go to church. Man, that stinks. Amen? And so, here's the message of the day. Here's what I want you to understand, why I am here with you. I need to be here. I need to connect with what I talk about. And I need to connect with you. I'll tell you that. I don't need to have a room full of strangers. And I don't need to walk in here and be the guy and walk out and be desperately seeking what I'm talking about. I need this to work. You understand? Amen. So if you would, I want you to close your eyes. I want to say a prayer, and then we're going to watch a video, and we're going to sing another song in a moment that I want you to live the song when we sing it. Father, thank you for letting us be here today. I pray once again that you help every one of us be still and know that you are God. Amen.